You are tuned to KDWA AM 1460, FM 97.7, and this is Community In-Depth. I'm your host for this segment, Mike Rood, and I have in the studio with me the Executive Director of United Way of Hastings, Mary Melick. Mary, welcome back to the studio. It's been a while.
Yeah, it has. Thank you for having us.
I also have a special guest, the President of United Way of Hastings Board, Matt Hedrick. Matt, welcome back to the studio yourself.
Thanks so much. Good to be here.
It is that time of the month where we check up and follow up and see what's going on with United Way of Hastings. We're getting to the end of a school year. We're getting another banner campaign ready to get going. And what we're going to start with today, though, is a series of informational sessions that have been going on. They started on April 26th, and the next one, well, the last one actually will run on May 10th, talking about opioid and fentanyl awareness in Hastings. And Mary, tell me a little bit about how those sessions came together.
Sure. Well, thank you. So we were contacted by a community member last year. A local mom had lost her son in 2020, 19-year-old son, to fentanyl poisoning. And she wanted help in building awareness in the community about how deadly fentanyl is and how it's so widespread. And I was a little bit embarrassed because we do a lot of work with youth. Mm-hmm. And I wasn't that well-versed, and I didn't know a whole lot about fentanyl poisoning. I knew that there were drug issues. Right. Many communities, almost every community, I would say, has something in that regard. But I didn't know the depth of it in Hastings. And so we met with Bridget Noring, and she told us about her son, Devin, and that he virtually made a bad choice, mm-hmm. and purchased what he thought was a Percocet pill. He was having some pain. And it was laced with deadly fentanyl, and it had about the fentanyl that was in the pill was enough to kill about 10 to 12 adult men. Mm-hmm.
Sure.
And when we started talking with her about what is going on in the community, she just had a lot of information about drug dealing and just things that I wasn't aware of that. Mm-hmm. When you think of a typical drug dealer, at least in my mind, you know, you kind of think of a dark alley, or you kind of think of, you know, they may wear a certain type of clothing and just be dark in nature, like
sure,
in terms of,
sure. Yep.
You know, a dark soul, I guess. But Devin, her son, had actually purchased the pill from a former classmate, mm-hmm. From Hastings High School. And so that typical idea of what a drug dealer, you know, is was, you know, a misconception, mm-hmm. by me. And it could be, you know, our young folk, and mm-hmm. it is our young folk,
sure,
and others, mm-hmm. that are dealing drugs. And he had purchased it off a social media platform called Snapchat. Mm-hmm. And it was like ordering a pizza, where you purchase it and they deliver it right to your house.
Wow.
And I just really did not know that all was going on. And I'm sure Officer Hedrick, Matt, could also share his knowledge on that too, being in law enforcement. But it was something where we then went and sat down with law enforcement, with Chief Schaefer, and with Dakota County Sheriff Tim Leslie, and tried to get more of an idea of what we're facing in our community in Dakota County. And in doing so, we brought many groups together, mm-hmm. to talk about what is going on in our community.
Right.
So we brought Alina Clinic in, and we brought representatives from our faith community. I know Jesse Starkson from our local funeral home. You know, he was invited to different sessions, mm-hmm. and just a wide group of people, the Drug Task Force and so on for Dakota County. and recovery individuals to really give us an idea of what we're looking at and if there is a need in the community to educate others. And I felt right off the bat that there was a need, because I felt like we were pretty connected in the community, being United Way, mm-hmm. working with youth and so on. And like I said, felt almost embarrassed that we didn't know more about this. And so we started talking about ways that we could help build awareness in the community and share resources that are available and hopefully reduce the stigma of overdose.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And out of that came the One Pill Can Kill program that has already completed 2 of 3 sessions planned for this spring. Matt, they had a session on the 26th and May 3rd where families were invited to come together and hear presentations about how this substance is infiltrating our communities. Right. Go over a couple of the highlights of those meetings that you observed while you were there.
Yeah, just as a bit of background, you know, as Mary mentioned, my daytime job, I'm a sergeant with the Hastings Police Department. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we in law enforcement have been hearing about fentanyl over and over again in the last couple of years. And primarily, a lot of the information we were receiving was warning for law enforcement as we're responding to potential overdoses or responding to potential drug-related situations, of just the caution for us of exercising extreme regard for the potential, you know, deadly consequences of just sure. coming in contact with mm-hmm. these things. What was interesting for me, though, over the last year being involved with the United Way board is, you know, I had all this conceptual knowledge and this information, but meeting Bridget and hearing her story just made it so much more personal for me.
Sure.
And I know there's a lot of people in our community who have been touched by this personally. Mm-hmm. But that was, you know, a crossing over for me of going from just having information about it to actually having a face and a family and a name attached to it, which made it so much more personal. And so, yeah, coming into these events, you know, there was a lot of, you know, there's a lot of desire to connect people, as I think that's one of the things Mary just mentioned, is one of the unique roles that United Way has, is we're really so well connected in the community. Mm-hmm. There are people who have expertise and passion and concern in different areas, but a lot of times they're disconnected from one another. And that's really, I think, the unique role that United Way brought, was being able to be a platform to bring these groups of people together and get everyone on the same page and begin to tackle this issue together. And so, yeah, as Mary mentioned, you know, we had a number of different groups and organizations and individuals involved. The first session, really, the takeaway for me was, you know, for a lot of families, this was the first time really hearing about this. And, you know, the powerful thing in that first session, I think, was really the personal stories. We had sure. not only Bridget Noreen there to tell about her family's impact around this issue, but also Amy Newell from California came in. Mm-hmm. And there was a screening of a documentary that was unbelievably powerful, highlighting 4 different families and how they've been impacted by fentanyl poisoning and opiate overdose. And Amy was one of the individual, one of the families that was highlighted on this video. Mm-hmm. And so both of them sharing their stories, a little bit of some background from law enforcement about some of the things that are going on. But really for me, the personal stories was the real big takeaway from that first one. Of sure. really getting people in touch with the impact of, like, wow, 2 things. One, this could happen to any family. You
right.
know, that's one of the big things that,
right.
that you come away with, is that this isn't, as Mary said, this isn't just certain people that this could happen. This really could happen to anyone. But secondly as well, I mean, listening to these stories, I mean, I think the other big takeaway for me was the importance of getting this message out to others in the community. You know, obviously mm-hmm. it was well attended. We had a lot of people there, but only a segment of our community heard this message. And so the important takeaway from that first session was, go and share this with others in your sphere of influence,
sure.
in your network of relationships, to help spread that word. The second informational session was really powerful in just breaking down a lot of the data. We had, as Mary mentioned, we had representatives from the Dakota County Drug Task Force, mm-hmm. and they really walked through just the reality of what they're facing and what they're tackling as our drug task force here in our county, and the sheer skyrocketing numbers that
wow.
we're seeing.
Sure.
I mean, I just saw in the news yesterday, I don't know if you saw that down in Mankato, but their drug task force in that area, they seized 1,000 fentanyl pills, those M30s that they talked about. They seized 1,000 fentanyl pills in a drug seizure just this week. And so, you know, those numbers were really sobering, you know, to
yeah.
realize the impact in our community. But as Mary mentioned as well, we also had representatives from Alina to talk a little bit about the substance abuse side of things and how to tackle the bigger issues. You know, there's situations where somebody might just purchase one pill one time and one pill can kill.
Yes.
But there's others who are trapped in addiction. And how can we help them come out of that? And so representatives from Alina, yeah. but also Rise Up Recovery here in town,
right.
Recovery Center, that's relatively new. And I really appreciated their perspective, both the individual there from Alina and also mm-hmm. from Recovery. They're both people who've come out of Recovery
yeah.
and are in Recovery.
Oh,
and
yeah.
It was so powerful mm-hmm. for them to share their experience as well and helped understand for the families who are there to help understand how we can, what resources can be provided to help people who are struggling with addiction to come through that.
All right. And so we had the session that kind of opens up the awareness a little bit. We had the mm-hmm. session that breaks down the numbers, which are very, very sobering.
Yep.
I think I heard, was it just a couple of weeks ago, they made a bust either in San Diego or somewhere along the southern border where there was just, what was it, like 1,000 pounds of fentanyl?
Well, yeah.
10,000 pounds of fentanyl, something like that?
Yeah.
A huge amount.
Yeah.
It's coming. It's
yep.
here. It's coming. More is coming.
Absolutely.
So as I mentioned at the beginning of the show, on May 10th will be a third session. This session will be at the high school, and it's being set up for caregivers, adults, guardians, not so much the students themselves, but tell me a little bit about, whichever of you has that, a little bit about what that session is going to be like.
Sure. Well, in working with law enforcement and others in the community, Officer Whitney Ranowski, mm-hmm. who's Community Engagement for Hastings Police Department, she had mentioned this simulated type bedroom of a teenager.
Right.
And how we could maybe help parents and other adults in the community look for things that are in plain sight, so to speak,
mm-hmm.
but things that would be something that might indicate if there's
an issue
at yeah. home in the mm-hmm. household. And so Whitney is going to be the lead on that
mm-hmm.
on the 10th, along with help from Ann Lindgren, who is a chemical use misuse, I guess I should say, coordinator at District 917.
Okay.
And she will be there too, along with others that from our speakers and panelists from the last two sessions. And it will be a more informal type of session. The format is different because parents, adults can come in, they'll fill out a little bit of an assessment, kind of an mm-hmm. evaluation of, you know, what they think things are. And then they go through like a simulated teen's bedroom on the stage in the auditorium. And I'm disappointed that I actually can't be there and Matt can't be there either, because we actually have a board meeting
sure.
that evening. But I'm looking forward to hearing from others of what it's like, of little things that you may think are okay mm-hmm. that may not be okay. And just, you know, one example, we know that vaping is readily going on,
mm-hmm.
Going on quite a bit in our middle school, potentially high school, and so on. And so sellers have gotten really creative on what they can do with vapes, and there can be vapes that are made to look like a flash drive. And so,
sure.
you know, with computers and, you know, every kid, student has a laptop or
mm-hmm.
a computer almost, and a flash drive is something that, you know, could be lying in your son or daughter's, your student's, you know, room, and you might not think anything of it, but it's used for other things because it's fake. And so I'm really anxious to hear about all the other things that may come to light for parents. And it is adult only, because we don't want to have, you know, teens.
We don't want to give them any ideas.
We don't want that. We don't. Yes, we don't. They're creative enough, right?
Yes.
They don't need any help with that. And so I'm really excited to hear about that and hope that, you know, the community comes out for that, and grandparents, aunts, uncles, our local business. You know, we've made these available to the chamber members, and we want everyone to come, because, as Matt said, this can happen to everyone. Mm-hmm. And somewhere along the line, you probably have been affected by this, or will be affected. And so the more awareness, the better. And yeah, you know, if you're planning to attend, you know, bring five of your neighbors with you, or you know, bring your, you know, the Y group that goes, you know, you go work out with them, bring them over.
It's interesting that you say five, because in my mind, I'm going back to Jane Neumüller Bustad, helping kids succeed.
Yeah.
And my thing is, if you are an anchor for one of these kids, you need to be, you need to be at the session, because if you want to be a good positive anchor, you got to be able to hold better, and you can't do that without information.
Right.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you think about that, you know, and it's a good way to connect with your neighbors, right? It's officially spring now. Are we there
yet? Well, you know, I think there's still ice on the river. I don't know.
Well, I don't know, but what I've been seeing is people want to get out of their houses.
Yeah. Yes, they do.
And they want to go do something. And so, you know, connect with people. We will have resource booths there, like we have had for tables, like we've had for the other sessions. And we have about 10 organizations that are there to answer your questions about any type of resource that might be available in our area.
And I would look forward to hearing how the report on that went. At this point, though, we're about ready to wrap up. We've got about a minute left. So what I would like to do is provide you the opportunity to give your contact information should anybody have questions or concerns, or if they need help.
Sure. Just go to unitedwayofhastings.org if they'd like to sign up for the session. It's not required, but we'd love for you to do that. And it's right on our website. And also my contact information is right on our website, too.
Right. And also, as I don't know that it really needs to be mentioned, but we will, just to make sure that we get all the points covered. There is no admission for this. There's no charge. You come on out. This is
free.
A free session. And one of the best ways that we will be able to fight this influx of fentanyl into our community is with this information.
Absolutely. Right. And we were lucky enough to be able to make this free with the sponsors, Alina, Factory Motor Parts. Gosh, I think they're on the back of here. let me see. Oh, of course, the Dakota County Sheriff's Department.
Yep.
And then our Savior's Church right here in Hastings.
Excellent. I would like to thank my guests for this segment, Matt Hedrick, board president for United Way of Hastings, and also the executive director, Mary Mellick.
Thank you.
You are tuned to Community In Depth on KDWA AM 1460 FM 97.7.